us questioning, you know, your own pay slip. Do you check it every week?
And what should you be looking for? Do you even know what all those numbers mean before you get to the bottom and you see the total, what you're getting? Natasha Hawker is the Managing Director of Employee Matters. Natasha, what's the first thing people should check for when they look at their pay slip?
Morning, Craig and Loretta. Look, the first thing is to actually look at your pay slip and make sure that it makes sense. Check that your weekly wage and your super payments are what you think they should be based on the award that you're employed under or the EA, the enterprise agreement. Is your annual leave or your personal leave accruing or decreasing as it should? Are you being paid the penalty rates for the lady who was in the aged care sector? They would have penalty rates for playing working night. And are the hours correct? And did you actually get a pay slip? Because it's illegal not to receive them with your pay. And remember, and this one's really key, your employer can't take money from you without written permission. Obviously, they can take your tax, of course.
Yes, yeah.
And if you're not sure it's correct, check with payroll, check with your manager. And if they can't give you a clear answer, then maybe ring Fair Work.
Now, about that pay slip, is it mostly emailed these days? I remember when you got the money and the pay slip in a little envelope.
Yeah, that little envelope and all the cash in there, Loretta. Yeah.
But do people get a paper? Do people get a paper one anymore?
It's rare. Most people, they're digital these days. They're emailed. And I was fascinated to hear about the lady before with the pay chatting. There's new legislation out. Your listeners will be very interested to hear, which is pay secrecy. In the past, as you might remember, we signed contracts that said on pain of death, we could not tell anyone what we were being paid. And now you actually can. You can ask somebody, they don't have to tell you, and you are free to tell people. So what that means for employers is your employees will be talking and you can't, you know, contract that out of their discussions, and they may find out they're not being paid correctly and they'll be coming to you for a chat.
And it's probably a very different scenario. Say you work very regular hours and you're just checking to make sure it's the same amount every week, to someone who does a lot of shift work, is swapping and changing all the time. Some shifts might get a penalty allowance, other shifts won't get a penalty allowance, Natasha.
Yeah, that's correct, Craig. And the issue that we've got is it's complex.
Yeah.
You know, the legislation framework, I would suggest that in the vast majority of cases, employers aren't actually deliberately doing the wrong thing. There are little hiccups where somebody didn't find out that somebody has actually got a qualification. And often when you've got migrants in the workplace, they're unaware of their rights as well. So there's complications there. So it's really, really important that people get advice. They try and wing this part of the business, and in aged care, they lack HR capability and capacity, and these errors slip through.
Just on that, Kate has been in touch with a text to 0467 922 612 saying, when you consider how many big companies have payroll staff making these mistakes, maybe the pay system is too complicated. Picking up on that point you just made, Natasha.
Kate's right. It is very complex. And the reason is that often they don't have the skills in-house. And the really scary thing is there are significant fines. So we're talking about the $21 million underpayments that they're now remedying. Mm. But they may get breach fines for this. And they can be up to $18,000 for an individual, which could be your payroll person or the manager in that area, and $93,000 per breach for every issue, you know, say that person has had that happen 7, 8, 9, 10 times of employees, those fines can actually rack up.
If you do find, in fact, that you've been incorrectly paid for a long time, what should you do? Should you take someone with you or get that support to have the argument?
Loretta, great question. I think if you do suspect an issue, then let payroll or your manager know, obviously in a very professional way, if you think there's been an error, because it's more likely to be a legitimate error than deliberate. The Fair Work Ombudsman, and this might frighten you, recovered more than $532 million worth of underpayments for workers, some 384,000 workers just in 21-22. So most employers will actually want to resolve this. And you may find that you get a back pay like the lady in the previous story where she got $20,000 back pay. If the error and the underpayment is corrected, fabulous. If your complaint is ignored or denied, then look to escalate the issue again to someone more senior in the business or to Fair Work, and they can help you raise a formal complaint and they can help you recover that underpayment as well.
Because it's your money.
Yeah.
It's your, you've worked it. You want to get the money. You want to get paid.
And it's an awful feeling to feel like you're being ripped off.
That's right.
And also awful if you don't understand what you're reading. So really look at that slip.
Natasha, thanks for the advice. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Natasha Hawker, the Managing Director of Employee Matters. If you've got a story to share, tell us. 1300 222 612.